This is Chad Baker, and welcome to the Farm Forward podcast. We're excited to bring you FFA and 4-H news, as well as some that are attached to those organizations throughout the year. Recently, Jesselyn Eisenman caught up with Ethan Bremer, the state FFA reporter, at the Farm Progress Show. We'll hear that interview coming up after a word from our sponsor, Newfields Ag.
Maximize your nitrogen efficiency with N-Bolster from Newfields Ag. This cutting-edge solution supercharges nitrogen creation and uptake, helping your crops get the nutrients they need when they need them most. Reduce nitrogen loss, boost plant health, and see the difference in your yields. N-Bolster works in harmony with your growing crop to deliver higher performance results. Get more from every acre with N-Bolster, the future of nitrogen management. Visit NewfieldsAg.com for more information.
Jesselyn Eisenman at the Farm Progress Show here in Decatur, Illinois, here for WITY. I'm here with Ethan Bremer. Ethan, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, I see you got an FFA shirt on. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
So my name is Ethan Bremer. I'm from Pearl City, Illinois, the Pearl City FFA chapter. I'm currently serving as the Illinois FFA state reporter this year.
All right, congratulations. Was that process to becoming the reporter hard, or was it kind of more simple than what you thought it would be?
Oh, it was a very tedious process. There was a lot of challenges you had to navigate kind of as you went. A lot of different deadlines of turning stuff in, from writing essays to giving speeches to going to selection committee, where you went with the four different groups throughout that day, and you kind of went through a whole bunch of workshops, facilitation stuff, group work, and it was a very long process. And then if you made it through that, then you gave speeches on stage, you get elected, so very long process.
So how did you get into FFA?
Yeah, so I kind of got into FFA, very involved in agriculture my entire life. Grew up on the family farm. I'll be the fifth generation to return back to that eventually. Looking forward to that, obviously, every day, because I'm a very avid agriculture person, been it in my entire life, as I had stated before. I kind of got involved in FFA. I would say it's somewhat of a family tradition, somewhat not. I guess it starts back in my grandpa, very involved. Never really ran for any like offices and stuff like that. Then my dad, he ran for section president, got it. And then, so he was section president, and my brother was section president, and then now I was section president, now state officer. Same with my brother, he was also state officer 2 years ago. You know, just this kind of a line that keeps going. But yeah, I got involved from a very young age, as I had mentioned before, involved in agriculture my entire life.
All right, and how did you end up here in Decatur for the FFA?
So we're here this week. We're kind of just going to all like different sponsors' booth, everyone who like supports FFA. We kind of go around to them and help them out wherever we can, and also just kind of advocating for FFA in the state of Illinois and really all across the country, and that for that matter. Like, FFA is such a great young youth organization. We're looking for members all the time. Whoever wants to join, wants to try something new, why not try it out?
And do you travel then with the FFA? Like, I know you guys go to Washington, D.C. Do you do any other traveling besides that?
The six of us majors will basically travel the state of Illinois this year. And so we're actually coming up soon. We start our chapter visit, and that will visit over the 390 FFA chapters in the state of Illinois. So we're going to try and visit every single one of those the best we can. And we're really looking forward to that. We have 5 weeks of it total of going around and visiting chapters, the six of us majors. So, and basically travel the state in the entire year.
So what is your job as the reporter?
So really, as a major state officer, period, you all kind of have the same role in a way. So everyone kind of fits in. So say you're taking pictures one day, you could be writing a speech the next day, you could be writing an essay the next day, writing a newsletter the next day. Like, everyone kind of does everything in a way. So we kind of delegate certain tasks out to who more fits that need. So say someone really likes to like take pictures, and that's what they'll do. If someone really likes to write newsletters, then that's what they can do. And so we kind of, the six of us, split up the work the best we can and work like that.
That's nice. So it's not just like the president is the head leader of you all. You guys all kind of work together, and you're kind of all on the same equal level.
Yep. I mean, the president has a few more speeches, but other than that, I mean, really, it's the same role.
All right. And what are you looking forward to here the rest of the week here at the Farm Progress Show?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to walking around and seeing all the different vendors, kind of, because growing up in the ag industry, we use every single one of these companies that are here. We've used them in some way or another, it seems like. Not that we've actually used every single one, but like we've used a lot of them in the past. And, you know, you hear about them all, and it's fun to go out and see all this big equipment, because I've grown up on a family farm where I use a lot of the stuff that's here. So it's very cool to like go around and see some of the newest, best of the best.
Yeah, walk around, collect the free items, see everybody, have a good time.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much, Ethan Bremer, Illinois State FFA reporter. Jocelyn Eisenman here for WITY at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois.
Thanks, Jocelyn. For more information on FFA and 4-H in the Illiana area at the state levels in Illinois and Indiana, please bookmark WITYradio.com/farm4word. That's FARM, the numeral 4, WARD. We'll have more podcasts coming up. For Farm Forward on WITY, I'm Chad Baker.